Yes, sir. You tune back into The Fix, your source of faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry. It's your boy DJ Focus checking in.
Hey, and it's your girl Dice Gamble in the building. Happy Thursday, everyone. Thursday's a new Friday. Wake up, wake up. I said it.
Yeah, Thursday for the Lord and His righteousness. Thursday, come on and get up. Get on about that bed and come on and have some prayer with your Lord and Savior. Come on, finish this week strong. We ain't got but two more days. Most people just got two more days left to work. So,
yeah,
wow. Just two more days. Just two. You know, you get through the day, you get through tomorrow.
Yeah, well, shout out to y'all because we over here working every day, 8 days a week. Okay, yeah. And I love it though. I love it though. It's a lot of fun. But yeah, shout out to you who have only one more day to go. Yeah, we killed this week though. I'll be honest with you, starting it off with that Money Monday. We've been killing this week, Focus. I'll be real with you. I don't know when we've had real talk topics and everything just kind of fire like this in a while. No shade to us. I'm just saying it's been impossible to not grow this week. So if y'all have been logging on, let us know.
Yeah, because God has just been showing up. So I'm always just amazed because God has show up and show out. So shouts out to Jesus. We got another lit show for y'all today. That real talk topic hit a little different today. It's on Thursday. Thursday for the Lord Thursday. Dice, you want to go in and got some questions about, you know, why people play games, huh?
Well, you know what I'm saying? I just think we're missing our blessings. That's it. You know, I'm all for us getting everything that God wants for us. And I just think sometimes we play games. So, you know, we're going to talk about, hey, stop playing with God. Like if God's called you to something, if he's leading you down a path, like let's just go, you know, and, you know, God is almighty, all powerful, and, he can do anything in your life. So this is what the topic is about today is like, are you playing with God and why? And please stop it. So we're going to talk about it. And I think this is a good one, though. I think there's so many benefits of us being in the faith. And I'm 100% sure all of us don't get all those benefits because we don't take God for his word. And God is true to his word. He cannot lie. So we're going to talk about it. It's going to be a good one. Get your notebook ready and your pen because this is going to be one that you can share, I'm pretty sure, with other people to encourage them.
And grow. So that's the biggest thing. Absolutely. We want y'all to grow from these real talk conversations we have. So yes, go ahead and text somebody right now. Wake them up. Say, listen, The Fix is on. And they talking about it today. Stop playing with God. Our spiritual detox features two of the coldest in the game. Let's be very, very clear. Shouts out to our brother Swoop. Fresh off of that Grammy win with Lecrae and Tasha Cobb Leonard for his production credits off of Your Power. He has his fresh project too as well. That's only a couple of weeks out too as well. We Go On. It's a joint collaboration project he did with Pastor John O, who's a super talented, listen, entrepreneur, pastor, motivational speaker. He does a little bit of everything. So they put this project together that speaks to everything grief. Speaks to mental health awareness, not only amongst the body, but also just amongst the culture and how we can get better. And I'll be very clear. They put it together in a way that until you start hearing some of the inserts of Pastor John O on this project, you wouldn't even know that it was a mental health project because this thing is fire. So, you know, gonna sit down with them and talk with them. That's going to be off the hook. So listen, y'all keep it alive.
I'm glad you brought that up. The grief part of it. I think that's super important. So yeah, I was just going to say like, yeah, extra ad on there. Like, grief is different for everybody. So I think this is a good project all the way around. I'm glad you called it out. Like, you know, it's about this and that. Even when he posted on his Twitter, the other day, he said, I won a Grammy today, over the moon, excited, miss my mom like crazy. You know, life is a ride, grateful, present. So, y'all check that project. Go ahead, Focus.
No, not only check it out, and that just speaks to how Swoop just really just understands that, you know, you have to continue to keep pushing and how God is using him. Swoop is currently on tour too as well. So the other thing about Swoop and Lecrae, they're on tour. They're on the Winter Jam tour right now as we speak. So anybody who knows, Swoop has been on tour with Lecrae for probably the last decade. Every time Lecrae goes on tour, Swoop is always usually on the keys for Lecrae for live, live concerts. So yeah, you know, in the midst of him dropping a project, him on tour, Willie Cray. Mm-hmm. Yes, like you say, he took a moment to as well just to remember everything that his mom imparted in him, and just grateful for everything that he got from his mom. So, yeah, that means a lot. So, yeah, y'all definitely, that just makes this conversation that y'all going to get a chance to hear even more better. So, thank y'all for waking up another day, thirsting for the Lord, his righteousness, Thursday. And come on, Dice, what day is it today?
Well, you already know. It's National Kite Day. So, I know, everybody's like, Kite Day, what does that mean? And listen, just having a conversation a minute ago with Focus, y'all. Y'all ain't going to believe this. Like I said, everybody had a kite growing.
Not everybody.
I just find this hard to believe. And the only reason why I say that is because we didn't have a lot of money growing up. So having these little fun, cool things to do. And of course, if I'm from Evansville, Indiana, so there's a river walk there. There's a river there. And so you would just go, you get your kite, and you would just like, you just run with a kite. Like there's nothing special about this other than you learning how high the kite can go. And you just kind of making sure you don't get it wrapped up in anybody else's, you know, strings or whatever. But National Kite Day is today, guys. And this dates back to China. 470 BC. Kites have been around forever. They have been messages, you know, to ships and things like that. They've been ways that people have thrown things up in the air to just honor the people who've passed away. They've been like guides to help people come into shore. So kites have been around for a super long time. And they're just beautiful now. I mean, I don't know if you guys have ever looked at a kite, but I mean, they can be made out of anything, any type of fabric, any type of silk. And I don't know, it's just very symbolic for me, like growing up, just being outside and running, you know? So I don't know, man, there's nothing safer than a kite for your kids. And guess what? They got them at the dollar store. They had the small ones, Focus, and they had the jumbo joints. So it's like, you can send your kids outside and, hey, go fly a kite. Like, honestly, that's an expression. And the expression is like, go fly a kite, meaning like, go away from me. But really, there's the benefit of you flying a kite because you get the oxygen, you get the exercise, you're looking up to the sky. So you're having fun being outside with your friends. So if you think about flying a kite today, please hashtag your video or your picture National Kite Flying Day and post it on social media.
Yeah, definitely. I pray everybody have fun, the ones who are going to go out and fly kites. And no one's surprised. I like how Dice always says people are surprised, that Focus ain't flew no kite. No. Notice how she said, so it's funny, Dice gave the example of she grew up and she was walking on river trails.
You go to flying river? Come on, it's a river in Cleveland.
No. Ravine. So you, what you call river, we call it ravine. So it wasn't a trail, it was a ravine ditch. So if you went down there in that ravine, you might not be able to get back up.
Goodness.
So again, yeah, we didn't have these nice little river streams like you had. We had ravines. So no, wasn't no flying, no kites. We play sports. Outside of that, shouts out to everybody who had these great spiral notebooks and would tear that paper up and hold that thing to left, to right, in the middle, and make you a flying airplane.
There you go.
So yeah, we had an airplane, but yeah, I've never held nothing and ran and let it get up in the air and all this stuff.
I've never held anything and ran and let it get up.
No, that's not my life. That's not my life. Oh, shouts out to you. It's okay. Again, you know, shouts out to everybody. I know y'all see the levels, you know, because, you know, inner city and probably, you know, nice and, you know, very well-off situations, you know. Inner city, well-off situations. So shouts out to the balance we have right here on the fix of our childhood experiences. This is amazing. This is amazing. So y'all know this show going to be off the hook. No worries. Listen, coming up next hour, come on, we going to be joined by, a Grammy Award-winning producer. Shouts out to Swoop. We also will be joined with Pastor John O. They have a project, We Go On. It's out right now. It's tearing up the charts, and it's much needed for our community. Shouts out to everybody who wants to have a cup of coffee and talk about processing grief. Talk about mental health. Talk about how do we get better. So keep it locked for that conversation. You know, our brother Justin Adams is coming with that Faith and Sports Report too, as well, and much, much more. You're tuned in to The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
I'm Justin Adams, and this is your DeFix Faith and Sports Report. Hey, have you ever spoken to someone who seemed to have all the best play ideas but never knew the playbook? It's like someone who has all the best ideas in the world but never follows their own advice. In his book, The Maxwell Leadership Bible, New York Times bestselling author and speaker John Maxwell stated, "No matter who you are or what you do, you are a leader, a person of influence. And to truly be an effective leader, you must first be able to lead yourself. But what does it look like to lead ourselves daily to be an effective leader on and off the playing field? One example is found in the life of Ezra. At a young age, Ezra studied and became a scholar and a priest. A man respected by political leaders of his day, he will help bring the Israelites back to their land after 70 years of captivity. That's a long, long time. So what was the secret to Ezra's effectiveness? Well, that comes from Ezra 7:10, which gives us the answer. It says this, "For Ezra has set his heart to study the law of the Lord and to do it and to teach his statutes and rules in Israel." Again, "For Ezra has set his heart to study the law of the Lord and to do it and to teach his statutes and rules in Israel." By following Ezra's example, we must decide to fully devote ourselves to the daily study of God's word. Next, we must make a daily practice of applying what we have read in front of others. Finally, we must teach to others what we have read and practice for ourselves. To put it simply, we must learn it, live it, and teach it. Look, let's import the truth before we export the truth. Take some time to master God's playbook so you can be able to shine in the game of life. I'm Justin Adams, and this is Be Here to Fix Faith in Sports Report.
Welcome back, DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix, your source of faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry. It's time for our spiritual detox. And when I tell y'all, it's a project out right now called We Go On that speaks to everything that you need when you talk about the healing, when you talk about grief, when you talk about elements of mental health that we, you know, these conversations we need to have, especially amongst our culture that we're not having. And I'm super excited because, listen, I have the two that put this unique project together on the line right now. Listen, first, a super talented, Atlanta-based pastor, entrepreneur, author. He does a little bit of everything. John O's joining us. And listen, Acttown, stand up. You already know, one of the best to do it in our space. Period. Right. Yeah. Everybody, please know, one of the best to do it in our space, period. The one and only Swoop on the line right now, too, as well. What's going on, fellas?
Yes, good to be here, What's up, man?
Yeah, honored, man.
Listen, I appreciate y'all taking some time out. I just want to know, why do we have to wait so long for this project? This thing is like, I'm already snapping this thing as the best thing of the year. This is the best project of the year. And we only in January, and I just feel like, it's going to be hard for anybody to kind of like outdo this. So first, speak about this, you know, y'all bringing and putting this project together. Like, you know, walk us through the process of when y'all created this masterpiece.
Yeah. So it's there's been a couple of different iterations of it. So I released a book, We Go On. This is what, 2 years ago, January. And as I was getting ready to write the book and as I was about to put the book out into the world, I just sat back and it was like, oh, like people are probably not going to reread a book, but people will re-listen to music. And I love movie soundtracks. I think The Best Man soundtrack is one of the best movie soundtracks of all time. Right. Mm-hmm. So I sat back and I'm like, yo, I'd love to see a soundtrack for this book. And there was a very, very short list of folks that I thought could like be a part of it. And I sat and I talked to a few folks and it's like, hey, do you think it's a good idea? And at the same time, Swoop, I think you just read the book.
Mm-hmm.
You had just read it.
Yeah.
And it resonated with him. And that really meant a lot to me, right? Because all the books that I've written, like, my wife don't even read them until, yeah, late, right? So Swoop read it. And at that point, it's like, I knew that I just wanted honesty. And there was a particular way that I wanted it to, like, look and feel. And when I tell you, like, Swoop just ran with it and continued to run with it. And so from that standpoint, yeah, at first, I mean, it was just supposed to be like three songs. And then I kept changing it up and asking for more. And yeah.
So what was the first song that was done? I'm out of curiosity. I just want to know. What's the first, one that got this started?
That's a tough question because some of these songs were written before. Like, right. Work Real Hard is probably the earliest. Mm-hmm. I wrote that around Sunshine. That was supposed to be on Sunshine. So,
okay.
Even to kind of, I hate the word piggyback, and I'm about to say it, but to piggyback off of John, and to answer your earlier question, it's kind of like, do you want the macaroni and cheese out of the blue box? Which slap. Like, let's not get it twisted, that slap. Or do you want the one where your grandma that got the flab on her arm is going to put it in the oven and let it sit for a couple hours? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They're both going to taste good. One of them you're going to continue to revisit and warm up tomorrow with some yams and X, Y, Z. So it took a long time for the ingredients of the album to settle. So timeline is kind of weird because the Lord was orchestrating this before John wrote his book. John's book and John's ideation and John's spark was the beginning of what would become We Go On to our knowledge. But like the earliest song, I think timeline specific would be Work Real Hard, but that was 2018, 2017, somewhere around there.
Right. You said it like it was a throwaway or something. Like I feel like you was like, that, yeah, you know, that one's just, you know, maybe I use it one day, maybe I won't. Because that thing is fire, so that's why I'm just tripping over here. So even talk about just that song right there, Sports Second Swoop, Work Real Hard. You got Jackie on it too as well. Talk about that collaboration and just the inspiration that you wanted to give in the message in the song.
Yeah, so it was cool because this was actually supposed to be a compilation album. Like you heard John say, like, I had a few artists in mind, X, Y, Z. Like we were at the Arecha's studio, and on a whiteboard, it was like, all right, Swoop, you're gonna, you know, produce and rap, you know, here and there, but you're gonna produce everything, you know, or most of it.
Yeah.
But we had hella names on there. Like everybody you could think of was on that board, and it just it started to get narrow and more narrow and narrow, and it was like, I think you should just do it. So Work Real Hard was cool because, we're just going to get transparent and early in the interview. You probably can't tell via my life or my social media life, my catalog, my even esteem and respect in the genre, which I really appreciate the things that you said, that I'm not a rich man. Like we live check to check. You know what I'm saying? We live by faith and not by the sight of zeros on a check. mm-hmm. So I thought Work Real Hard, I talked to John about it, would be really cool. John gives this spiel where he says, like, man, you can have everything and I'm diluting it because John's a masterful storyteller. But for time, I'm diluting it and making it succinct. You can have everything and you can have nothing and still reach hopelessness. So I thought it would be cool to, you know, not that I'm counting Jackie's pockets, but it looked like she's doing all right. It
she
would
blessed.
Be cool.
She blessed.
Right.
To everybody see this, that.
To attack the same subject matter from different sides of the coin, like someone who seemingly has a lot and someone who knowingly has little and still like, man, my efforts of work seem to be chasing the wind. So aside from Jackie just being a phenomenal rapper, I just thought her perspective on the song would have been really cool. So that's how that one came.
Yeah. So, you know, one, I'm tripping that you talking about you ain't got your just dues, man, because I don't understand it. That's a whole nother conversation. But yeah, I ain't gonna get off track because you about to get me a little aggravated. Because I promise you, we champion for you over here. And Ben, since the zoo, let's be very clear. I've been a fan since
Ooh-wee.
The zoo.
Look,
So, for all y'all, listen. Anybody listening, go back and listen to that Swoop and then catch up because he has not let off the gas since then. So I want to salute you, and we're gonna see about getting you some more. Some change, some coins in your pockets.
Listen,
Me and
my four children appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. I am a DJ, and I can help with that. So yeah, we'll talk.
There we go,
John. Talk about the importance of you being able to bring this story of the whole grief experience and how everybody like deals with grief differently in this story, like bringing that thing to life. And why was that so important for you to even talk about it? Because I'll be honest with you, especially within our culture, a lot of within our culture are not even talking about grief on this level.
Right. So I, you know, April 14th, 2015, my brother died. And this was sudden, unexpected. And it was 6 weeks before we were getting ready to start a church here in the West End. And afterwards, it was like I was 30 years old, pastored for 8 years at the time, and was getting ready to start this church. And I didn't know what to do. So I just got back to work and I thought, nah, you work and you just help everybody else try to get their life together. And if they feel good, then you'll feel good and things will move on. And that first year of the church, Swoop was a part of the church as well. Man, every like 3 weeks that first year, somebody in our church lost a brother, a auntie, a mom, or something in our church was just really, really young. And it was at that point I started to realize that, man, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. I can't help people. And I remember through that first year, it was like, I think the only thing that I did was I was consistently losing it in the pulpit and crying and not really knowing what to do. And as time went on, people that went through that grief was like, yo, thank you. And I'm like, thank me? Like, I didn't do nothing but just say how I felt. And you just see that so many people just need somebody to say what they feel, right? Like, C.S. Lewis is going to say it like this, like, friendship is born when somebody says to somebody else, yo, you too? I thought I was the only one, right? And man, as time went on, the more and more that you learn about grief, the more that you find out is grief is not just tangible losses, right? Death of a loved one. Grief is ambiguous. It's the death of a dream, the death of a relationship, the loss of a marriage, the diagnosis of a parent with dementia, where they're still here, but you talk about them in the past tense. And these deaths with no funerals and funerals with no caskets. And when you start to put things that way, especially on this side of a pandemic, you start to find out, right? Like Swoop says at the beginning of the hour, everybody's going through. And what we found was like, yo, sometimes people just need not just permission, but a script. And what I love about this whole thing is that you go through the whole thing and write line for line. Swoop just gives an amazing script for people to continually say, right? And that's the one thing that I've continued to hear. Yo, I felt the exact same way. I just never had the words, but these are the words. And there's something special just about being able to give your grief, right, words. So,
no, absolutely. And that's exactly what I got out of this. And I didn't understand really how to process my grief, to be honest with you, until I lost my parents. I literally lost both of my parents within a 3-year span. And it tore me up. I'll be honest with you. I was in these places where I had never been in these dark places. Like, I'm like, what's going on? I'm sitting here. I'm just riding down the street and all of a sudden I just start crying.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, I didn't know how to process it. And I had to seek out some help. I'll be honest with you. Shouts out to my pastor. My pastor, we have a course at our church, which is called Grief Recovery, which it is a program that you can go through and get some practical tips that help me. So that right there in itself helped me like get up out of that sinking place. But this project, though, this is it. Let's get back to some more of these songs, Swoop. Man, what... This thing you got with Scooty Wop, man. So first of all, listen, when I heard it, I say, what sample is that? So I'm like, I know that's a little sample, but I couldn't figure out what sample it was. So yeah, this song, Life of Your Dream. I mean, yeah, Life of Your Dreams with Scooty Wop. Talk us through that, you know.
Yeah, this one is fun. I can't even tell you what I can tell you what the sample says. I don't remember who it is because I got it from a digital crate, you know what I'm saying? It's just samples everywhere and on this specific platform. I made that beat a while ago. Like, I just be sitting on stuff, bro, you know, because it is
You might just sit on money like that. Just sit on money. You just sit on money. Huh? This stuff you got, well, man. This ain't just regular, just regular stuff, man. You just sitting on over there, man.
Speaking of like giving things language, right? So Three Stacks just put the Flute album out, and then he went on the media tour and he did a few interviews. I took one sentence out of all of those interviews, and he said, talent is one thing, timing and momentum is another. It wasn't time. You know, let's say I let that fly when I made it 4 or 5 years ago, it wouldn't have been this. You know what I'm saying? So it just wasn't time. Life of Your Dreams was fun. I wrote that verse to another beat called, the song was called Highlights at the time. Like when I was sending John demos and stuff. And that hook is crazy. That hook is going to come out somewhere. But the story of Life of Your Dreams is really fun because this is the song that pushed the album back. This album was supposed to come out on December 1st. And I'm 37. Love the Lord with all of my heart. And have grown into certain freedoms and liberties at 37 that, you know, 20, 22-year-old Swoop would have been like, oh, you're going to hell. And one of them is the way that I use my language. So there was an explicative that was originally on the song, and Scooty heard it. I had sent it to him crazy late. He heard it 3 days before the album was supposed to, 4 days before the album was supposed to release. I told him I respect him now more as a man even than I do as an artist. And Scooty is next. Like, he's the guy. You know what I'm saying? But he texted me and was just like, yo, I can't condone this on my platform. I understand it. And I'm not even saying that I disagree with you, but with my name on the song, like, I can't clear the hook unless you take that out. And me at 37, I'm like, no. You know? So, you know, I went and got some other hooks. One of them was Crazy Fire, and I'm gonna use that somewhere else. But this was the one. So I'm just kind of like, this album's been cooking for 2 years. Let's get it out. You know what I'm saying? And John was just like, no, I'm going to move heaven and earth to make sure we get Scooty on this album. So the time between December 1st and January 12th was really John making sure that Scooty could be on the song. And everybody. Yeah. Because that's really the first song on the album.
Right.
John's monologue and my everybody's going through, it's like the credits rolling at the beginning. Like the you know, like Universal Studios, you know, Paramount Pictures, and then we go on present, you know, all that sort of stuff. But the first scene of the album is the joint with Scooty Wap. And when I tell you he blew that thing out of the water, and I don't think some of the other ones would have been as inviting into the whole movie that the album is without him. So I'm glad we went through that because it was necessary. You know what I'm saying? And the hook is crazy. Like, I had people calling me, telling me, asking me how I got Ty Dolla $ign on the album. I'm like, read the credits. That is not Ty Dolla $ign. That's Scooty Wap.
Yeah, that thing fire. It's definitely radio ready. So I already got some other DJs in other spaces that's like, yeah, send me that. I need that.
Yeah.
Keep it locked. We got to go to a quick break. We're coming right back with more. You tuned into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
Welcome back, DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix, your source of faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry. Come on, John, talk about, you know, you come up with this whole idea to go on tour and present this. Talk, you know, catch the people up on, you know, just the tour and everything that you're doing with that.
Yeah. So with all of it, I think in the past few years, one of the things that I learned about me is that I don't do a whole lot of things well. I really only do two things well. And so I just want to do those two things in a bunch of different spaces. And so I've learned, it's like, hey, I think I can put together a team of geniuses, and I think I can hustle the resources for us to be able to try things and to see what sticks. So, you know, after the book came out and we had this song or some songs that Swoop had made, our dude Rich Perez came through and he created a mini doc for it. And so we're trying to create this whole world. My publishers at the time, I think they signed Reba McEntire to a book deal. So once they did, all the marketing dollars and stuff went that way. And so we just sat back and said, all right, what is a way that we can bring all of this to life? And it was, again, it's not just me. It, with all the stuff that we do, it's a we thing. So I sat down and I talked with Swoop and I talked with Rich, and we created this like evening. We said, man, what would it look like to create an immersive experience in grief and hope that changes how people process their grief? And we just sat down and talked through things. And it's like, smell is the one sense most associated with memory. So let's have coffee brewing at all of these first ones. Let's start off with a monologue on coffee and grief. So if nothing else, anytime anybody thinks of coffee, they think of bittersweetness of grief. And Swoop rapped, we played clips from the doc, we had a panel, all of the stuff, all of the talking pieces throughout the course of the album were from the show that we did in Houston, my hometown, 2022. And so it was just this space where we wanted folks to come into a place and to leave with tear-stained cheeks and smiles saying, I've never experienced anything like that.
Were you able to, you know, open up the for future conversations for people to like have resources or like where is this thing going long term wise? Because I feel like this ain't it.
Right. No. So year one, it was let's just try it and see if it works. Okay. And our first show in Atlanta, Swoop, how would you grade the first show we did in Atlanta?
-0.
Oh my goodness. That joint was an F-, bro.
Yeah.
It was
bad.
Things didn't come together. We had a rollout TV screen. And at the end, I'm like, I can't believe we got to do 5 more dates of this. And then we go to DC that week and it was night and day. And at the end of the day, people was like, yo, are you going to stay tomorrow? Can y'all do this again? And after that show, everybody that was on the first joint, right? Preston and Swoop and Rich, everybody was just like, yo, listen, we're here for the long haul. And it was special. So we did that last year and then, or we did that 2022 in 5 cities. And then this year we're like, hey, let's try to do it in 13 cities. And we did it. And people had those same thoughts. What's next? What are we trying to do? And from our standpoint, these past 2 years have just been, there's a big enough roadblock in just getting people to be unintimidated by grief. So let's work on trying to make sure we take that roadblock out of the way. And now in 2024 and beyond, we hope to pave the road forward and to build the whole world.
That's good. Swoop, man, last one. Want you to break down some of the message behind this Chasing Ghost song with Lecrae. That's my second favorite song on the playlist already. Actually, third.
What was first?
The Scootie Wop song.
Oh, that's one. Okay, got you.
Yeah,
okay.
yeah. And then the mom song. So yeah, of course, with whatchamacallit on it. Yeah, that. It just, again, yeah. I lost my loved one. So, man, that one right there, man. You had me sitting in my car, man, for about an hour, bro. And I did afterwards. Seriously, I was in tears. But then at the end of it, I was just thanking God, and I went into a worship. So,
yes.
listen, it's working, brother. It's working.
I love it. Yeah, Chasing Ghosts was fun because, you know, me and Craig bounce ideas all the time. We're on tour, so I wrote home with him yesterday. He played me some of his album. And earlier you said, I don't know how anybody's going to beat this. It's going to be a conversation in December. He's sitting on some heat rocks. I don't ask him for features. I don't do that. Like, if you notice, Craig has never been on any of my albums because our relationship is more important. and everybody's always asking him for something. But it was like, nah, come on, man. Just run me that verse real quick. Pinned it, and he was in his Talib bag, which is different for him. So he wasn't saucing, he wasn't X, Y, and Z. Which, the more and more I've listened to it, I actually appreciated that he purposefully walked away from his strengths to make sure that he communicated the heart of what we were talking about. Like, he could have just sauced us and been like, nah, I'm gonna give you, like, heat, like, cadence-wise and X, Y, and Z, but I'm not going to touch the content. He was intentional about writing it, and I could tell that. You know, all throughout John's book, and the book is heavily founded in Ecclesiastes, and in Ecclesiastes, a lot of the pursuits of pleasure, of even folly, of wisdom, of, you know, all those sort of things, is couched in the analogy of chasing the wind, which you cannot catch. But I had already said that on a couple of songs, so I was trying to figure out a different way to say it, and Chasing Ghosts came up. I had that first 4 or 6 bars before. The last 4 or 6 bars, I attached the first ones to say Chasing Ghosts on it. So it just, like every other song on the album, it evolved, bro. It wasn't like, yo, I got this beat, I'm going to call Lecrae, and we're going to write this song today. It was like, I got a few bars over here, I made this. Like, if you go down my Instagram feed, you can see me working on that beat in 2020. Like, these songs just kind of slow roll, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. 2021, I'll take that back. So I can't even say that there was a lightning in the bottle moment for that song. A few of them have that. It was just like, again, timing. Make it and keep the parts that you like. It wasn't lightning in a bottle. This song evolved over time, and Lecrae was gracious in giving us what he gave us, for sure.
Listen, I appreciate y'all, man, coming through, man. Can y'all tell the people how they can connect with y'all, follow y'all on your social media platforms, where they can go stream this music, buy the book, and everything they need to know about We Go On?
All my socials are at Mr. Swoop. And We Go On is available on every DSP. Please go check it out and share it. This is not a project that I can walk away and say, look what I did. So, yeah.
Swoop was gracious. And I think one thing that I do want to clarify, and we heard it right time and time again, like, I just came with the seed of an idea. And when I say this brother is a genius, he put that joint together. So my role was basically begging him to, hey, all right, I know you want Hold On, I know you had that, you were going to save that in the tank, but I think that that goes on here. So yeah, it was incredible getting a chance to work with him, and he's been so gracious in allowing this to be a joint thing. But I just really want to make no mistake, like, this was his. I just garnished a little bit here and there.
No, you did more than that, because right. Again, I think this is something that needs to be talked about. So listen, you know, you got our support. You and Swoop got our support over here.
Absolutely. We're
gonna continue to push this project and allow for people to know it's okay to, you know, grieve. It's okay to deal with grief, but deal with it in a healthy way. And I think that's something that y'all brought in this project.
Absolutely.
Deal with it healthy, because we know we have so many people that don't deal with these issues in the right way.
So, absolutely.
Yeah, that was cool. Listen, DJ Focus, we got to go to a break. We'll be right back with more. Keep it locked. You tune into The Fix. You know The Fix is in. You tune back into The Fix, your source of faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry. And in Project Pat News, I'm excited because, we see E.I. the King about to drop a single tomorrow with Project Pat Hundice.
Do that. I love this. This is a lead-up up until E.I.'s actual EP, Forever Convict. It drops March the 1st. But these rappers, I really did not know that they both had similar experiences in prison. So it just makes perfect sense that, brothers would partner up on this right here, you know? That's crazy. But this is going to be insane. And I love prison reform or prison ministries, but shout out to K-Drama. And I forgot his homie that he brought with him to Evansville, Indiana. When I was working at the detention center, in Evansville, Indiana, they were coming through to do a concert, and I said, bro, I'm at work today, but I need you to come through. So I went to the church, I got the cordless mics, and I took them back, and then we took the microphones up to each and every lockup and let people freestyle you know, and it was crazy because K-Drama and his friend, they stayed and they ministered, man, and they talked to the youth. And this is what I'm saying. These are stories that you don't hear focused, you know, like of artists who are in the community doing other things than music, you know, like, you know, they didn't have to show up. They didn't come to town for that. But they were like, oh, yeah, you at the jail. Yeah, we're on our way, you know. Say less. So I love true things
ministry.
Like this.
True,
yeah,
ministry.
True ministry. Yeah. Yeah.
And so we all need to be doing that. We all need to be doing this. Shouts out to everybody who is really looking at to do ministry work and be used by God. Mm-hmm. And I love the fact, too, as well, that, yes, more artists are starting to work with Project Pat. He has been very vocal. We've already had him on the show here a couple times. He is a preacher's kid. He is, you know, if you sit down and you have a conversation with him, he holds himself accountable. He understands that he had to change up a lot of his music compared to when he was younger, compared to when he was now. So, yeah.
What was the problem before? Being in Atlanta, you already know, I've never not worked with people who weren't maybe in the church. You know, I've always had that kind of balance. So I've never understood why people just didn't do it. It's like, if you know these people have a great story and they have a following, why would you not? You know
religion,
what I'm saying? Like
religion. You already know, Dice. It's religion.
I don't know.
Religious people think religious ways instead of doing kingdom. That's why, you know, again, mm-hmm. kingdom should be the goal. You should think more, you know, Jesus Christ, what would Jesus do? How do we bridge the gap? How do we have these conversations? How do we hold them accountable? We ain't even built no relationship with them. We want to judge. But you don't even know what a brother's going through, a sister's going through. Have you even went up and asked them a question? Do you even know that they do stuff like this? I wonder if people would have even known Project Pat was doing this if he hadn't worked with 2.0. Because he talked about that when he started working with 2.0. Then now you had people that say, oh, he's doing prison reform. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's actually been doing prison reform for a while. So, again, a lot of times people stay religious instead of building relationships. And I think, you know, yeah, that's all it is. So, yeah. And that's why we're not going to stay stuck in that box. We are looking to bridge the gap and talk with every mainstream artist, athlete, entertainer. It doesn't matter. Yes. If you say you follow Jesus Christ like us, let's talk about it. Let's build. Let's grow. Maybe they've never heard a perspective until, you know, we had the opportunity to sit down with them, interview them, ask them questions, ask them, are they being trained? Ask them, are they going to their local church? Ask them, do they have a pastor that covers over them? Ask them, do they understand the power of prayer and everything that goes into it? Yeah. Instead of just going to social media and just bashing everybody. So, yeah, I'm kind of over that. So I'm grateful. Again, shouts out to you, E.I. the King, for doing this collab with Project Pat. And I hope that more artists come over here in this space. I know Chance the Rapper has been very vocal and sharing his faith. Justin Bieber, you know, Kanye, you know, goes back and forth. We know it, but the thing is, it's an ongoing process for us all. So. Yeah, let's come on now. We all struggle to a certain extent. Let's be very clear. I've had seasons where I've been in the wilderness and I had to come out of a rut. Maybe I'm struggling in certain areas of my life and I had to get back on track. And just because it's not on social media, don't mean I'm not going through. So, yeah, I'm big on let's build these relationships. Let's have these conversations and let's see what God does. Because I believe God can be in the midst of everything. And we need people on the mainstream side to know about what we're doing over here. Just being honest, because that's free promotion. We need that promotion. Why do we need that promotion? A lot of y'all might disagree. We need to continue to be on more platforms, more outlets, have more publications, pushing our music and being able to have the advertisement, the promotion dollars like everybody else. Yes, we need a seat at the table. So whether y'all think we do or not, we can't just stay stuck in a box. We need a seat at all tables because Jesus Christ needs to be at all tables.
Well, I'm glad you said Jesus Christ needs to be at all tables. And to your point, if you don't have somebody with this type of influence or somebody who's this nice with music, like who's leading the charge, who is actually leading the charge? Here are the rates, though. We have over 2.5 million prisoners worldwide in America. And good grief, that's crazy. So basically, for every 600, so for out of 100,000 people, 629 of those people are either in jail or have the potential to go back. And that's insane.
And
the highest rate is in Louisiana and Oklahoma as far as their incarceration rate goes. So it's just growing. So I'm like, go ahead.
Yeah. No, that's a problem. No, I'm glad you brought those stats up. That's a problem, and we need to change that, especially when you talk about from a cultural standpoint too as well. A lot of our loved ones and a lot of our friends, a lot of our, you know, people in our circle, mm-hmm. or, you know, people, you know, we sit down, you know, they say, hey, my loved one's incarcerated right now. I can't wait for them to get home. So, yes.
That's crazy. Yes,
we want them to get better. We want them, you know, for the ones who are there and they're looking to get out.
Yeah.
When they come out, they need resources. That's they need good. Help finding employment. Mm-hmm. They need maybe some education, possibly some training, possibly. Mm-hmm. If you have or you can help in these areas, why not volunteer volunteer your resources? This is what we talk about all the time. We talk about community that, and everything doesn't have to be the local church. If this is happening in your community, you can be a resource to go up to your city hall and have a resource and say, hey, why don't we have this in our local area?
Right.
When will it ever start?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's good. So,
all right, coming up, listen, our Real Talk conversation, Stop Playing With God. You don't want to miss this one. This one's going to be hot off the press.
Yeah.
We're going to a break. We'll be right back with more. Keep it locked. You're tuning to The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
And we're back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. Thank y'all for, you know, just tapping back in with us. It's time for the Real Talk conversation. And, yeah, I feel like the Real Talk today is going to be a little different. Might ruffle a little feathers, but y'all be all right. We'll pray for us because, you know, we're a work in progress. We're trying to just continue to have these conversations and really discuss some topics that are really, like, dear not only to our hearts, but I know a lot of believers feel this way. So, yeah, today's Real Talk, Stop Playing With God. Are you playing with God? Are you out of pocket and thinking it's cool? And are you... hearing from God clearly on him telling you to do something and you just running away from it. Shouts out to all the track stars. I call them track stars. They be running from God. And I'd be like, you do know he's still in that same space with you. You done ran to the other side of the country and you think God ain't over there too. He right there too. Looking at you like,
he over there too.
What took you so long? I've been here. So yeah, let's hop in this combo on Stop Playing With God. So I know, you know, we've been talking about it and we're still going to talk about it. And Lil Nas X, if you are listening, we would love to talk with you and interview you, you know, just to ask some questions and maybe give some fresh perspectives or maybe some questions you might have about spirituality, specifically the Christian faith.
Yeah.
But we do feel like, some of us do feel like Lil Nas X, you have been playing with God. Absolutely. We understand you are artists, and yes, artists are allowed to have some creativity and artistic expression, but ooh-wee, when you talk about people's beliefs, spiritual beliefs, I just feel like you have to be dead on. And I'm talking about anybody's spiritual beliefs. So whether, you know, absolutely, you know, you're a Muslim, you know, whether you believe in Buddha, you know, whatever your belief is, you know, I just feel like it should be right. You shouldn't make a mockery out of it. For whatever reason, just to push an agenda. So, I said a lot, but I know we got to keep talking about it. Stop playing with God, Dice.
Yeah, I don't know why people want to play with God. I think sometimes they forget they are actually going to have to meet God one day. You know what I mean? If you are not religious at all, you don't have a religion, just know, you know, you did not create yourself. Turns out you did not just evolve. You didn't create yourself, and the same spirit that is in you will have to return to the place that it was sent from. So I would never play with God. I mean, I think before I knew Jesus, obviously I did, but it's like, man, once you get it and you're like, wow. So you telling me there's purpose here? Like, I am to be doing things at certain times, and, you know, it's just a different vibe, man. So yeah, playing with God, it doesn't benefit you even from an eternity perspective either. So, you know, that's something to think about. It's like, where would you like to spend your eternity? Do you want to spend it in hell? Or do you actually want to be reunited with your father in heaven? So this is one some people don't believe, folks. They don't believe that anything's going to happen to them. Ain't no repercussions to what I do, period.
Well, it's funny they don't believe it because I went to the Webster Dictionary, and even scholars who write in the dictionary have a definition for playing with God, and it reads,
oh, really?
to behave as if you have complete power and can do anything that you want. So, you know, shouts out to everybody who, you know, just think they can do what they do. And there's no, like you say, no repercussions to it, because no, absolutely. Repercussions. There will be repercussions. You will have to answer. Mm-hmm. And for the ones who are, you know, blaspheming, stop that. That's the one I struggle with the most, Dice. Absolutely. I ain't perfect. And I had a little season where I was playing with God a little bit, because again, mm-hmm. I told you I was out of purpose. He was telling me to get in purpose and I was running away from purpose, and he constantly was telling me to get in purpose. So me, myself, yeah, I was playing with God then. Yes. Whether you believe it or not, that's what I was doing. Mm-hmm. But when I got back in purpose, I've always trying to stay running. I don't think I really fell off my course, like to the level of like all the way off. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Had some stumbles here and there, but mm-hmm. When I hear from God, and I don't use that loosely, shouts out to y'all who keep, saying y'all hear from God and y'all ain't really hearing. I'm trying to figure out, no, stop. Don't do that. That's not something to play with. I think you're going to have to answer for that too, as well. I think that's a form of playing with God too, as well.
Okay.
You know, we got these passages. God told me. And yeah, they don't get no scripture reference.
Let's go, Dice. The fake prophet, okay? The lying prophet. Playing with God. You know, and the sad part is we have so many naive individuals out here who will actually believe you. And we can't count how many times this has happened where people just got money out of people because, you know, they out here saying what God said. But I'm like, what you do comes back to you in this life or the next. And you're not going to be able to keep getting away with that. I've had so many people. I told you just before, Focus, just random dudes. God said you my wife. Okay. Mm-mm. That's not the pickup line. Please stop. I want you to stop. That is not the pickup line. And I know you're lying for so many reasons, okay? But it's like, don't play with God like that. Don't play with God like that. I mean, one of my girlfriends, and shout out to you if you're listening, I asked her one day, how does she marry her husband? And she said, well, he had a pair of shoes in the trunk in my size. And he said, that's how I knew you was the one, because you fit these shoes. And I said, okay, two things here, right? I don't know if he was returning those shoes, sis, for somebody else. And I can't say that ain't how God is going to help him find his wife. But this whole Cinderella line, I was like, do you understand? There is a whole movie about this. Just had to let it go. But no, don't play with God, because it's not funny. It's not funny. And if you truly haven't been led to do a thing or to say something, you know, and the Bible's very clear, if we want to get knee deep in this, you know, those prophecies, somebody else is going to confirm that. And especially if somebody prophesies over you in tongues, there's going to be an interpreter there to help you understand what God is saying, because God never confuses you. So if you are ever confused when it comes to a prophecy, it probably ain't of God. It probably is not the word of the Lord. Typically, when you get a good word, it just connects with you instantly. You're like, oh God, I need that. I was praying about that. How did you know? There's no way you can know. I know some people have been in my business. I've been at church before, and I'm like, there's no way you can know that. Ain't no way you can know that. Not unless you was at my house on the wall. There ain't no way you can know that. But God does use people to speak a word in due season in your life. And so, yeah, we do have false prophets out here, though. Yeah, y'all need to stop, though. God don't like ugly.
Well, unfortunately, I think it won't stop, because in the word it says that there will be false prophets who prophesy in my name who ain't going to make it. So,
unfortunately.
Yeah. It's real, you know.
You're right.
The other thing that saddens me that we always will have, you know what I'm saying, wolf out here and trying to be sheep. But also this saddens me, the fact that we'll always have homeless amongst us. That's mm-hmm. biblical too, as well. I'm kind of sad about that. I'd be really wanting everybody to have, you ain't got to be mm-hmm. a millionaire, but at least have a place to lay your head. If it ain't nothing but mm-hmm. a one bedroom efficiency, and mm-hmm. be able to bathe and take care of yourself and get prepared mm-hmm. to go to work the next day. Like, mm-hmm. you know, I see homeless on the streets, and it saddens me, guys. I promise you.
They don't have to be there.
They don't.
They don't have to be there either. That's the sad part. Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, we're talking about it today. Stop playing with God. Don't touch that dial. We got some more. We go to a music break. We'll be right back. Keep it locked. You're tuning to The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
Welcome back. You tap back into The Fix in the middle of this real talk conversation. And we're talking about it. You know what I'm saying? Just stop playing with God. Why y'all be playing games? God ain't the one to play games with. I know y'all think y'all can get it off on everybody else, but you can't get it off on God. I think we need to unpack the wisdom part of this, because I think a lot of people are playing with God dice because they are not using wisdom. They are like so far from, you know, using common sense and knowing that this ain't going to work out in your favor. The first scripture I was thinking about was James 1:5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives graciously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. Again, we talk about prayer all the time. Prayer, asking for wisdom in your daily prayer, at least for me, I think should be a normal thing. Like, God, continue to reveal to me. Give me wisdom. Give me discernment. Help me, Father God, in all areas of my life that I am doing what you have called me to do, as well as I'm not doing nothing that's going to be, you know, mess up my integrity, you know, my character, you know, all the things that go into that. So, yeah, that's the wisdom is a big part of people's making these moves and playing with God. I know for me, Dice, God was calling me to serve in ministry. Let's be very clear. God was calling me to serve in ministry. And ministry, shouts out to everybody who serves in ministry. They know that, listen, I really feel like you need to be called to serve in certain ministries.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. No, you do. You, and you definitely should use wisdom, because depending on how large your ministry is, you might be a lot of your time, your spare time you thought you had, or maybe even some personal time from your family might be pulled. And when I say that, when I say walking in leadership at a church, so if you are in leadership ministry at a church, it is taxing, and you have to use wisdom, and don't just take the position just for the popularity or just to say I'm one of my bishops, whatever. Yeah. I'm this. No, that's not using wisdom, because absolutely with that should be a charge. You take that place in office up under your church as a church official. You need to be called to make sure you can sacrifice time to serve the people. That's what you're there for. I know a lot of y'all think, you know, it's just glitz and glam with TV. No. The real ministry is to serve the people.
That's right.
All of our leaders are there. When you talk about, of course, it starts at our pastor. Then it goes to, you know, the elders, the deacons, the ministers. Yes. Everybody in that office is charged to not only preach the gospel, but also you are charged to make sure you're helping the people, walking with the people, making sure the people have the resources, making sure the people are getting into the life groups, maybe coaching them off the edge at 2:00 in the morning because they tripping and somebody call you about to go in the strip club and mess up his whole relationship. And they need somebody to talk to right there. Yeah. Those are the things when I say use wisdom, especially when you talk about ministry and being a church leader, make sure you're called to do that and can sacrifice that time, because that might not be everybody's story just to say you have a position.
That's good. And I love the fact that you pointed that out, because I think some people do just want that accolade, that title, that whatever. So people will reverence them in a certain type of way. We do have a great example of scripture where God put something in somebody's flesh, right? So that they would not think too highly of themselves. And I want to say, I think the reason why this was given is because this particular individual should not have played with God and did not need to play with God. So let's talk about Paul. So 2 Corinthians 12:7-9 says, to keep me from becoming conceited because of these surpassingly great revelations, there was given me a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness, so that Christ's power may rest on me. And so this is an example, focus, honestly, of you may have a heavier burden so that you would continue to focus on the things of Christ, because God doesn't want you to play with this, you know. So it could be like, okay, I'm going to give you a reminder that, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to allow you to do, but yeah, I'm going to give you this reminder. It might be a tough reminder too, but something that helps you stay focused so you will understand, like, God has a purpose for your life, and you need to go ahead and knock this thing out regardless. But yeah, we don't need to play with God. God don't play with us. You know, what if God every 30 minutes just stopped our breath because he wanted to?
Wow.
Let me just see what they do.
Oh, wow.
Nobody's breathing for 30 minutes. Just random acts of corniness, because he can, right? He can do anything he want to do. But it's like, a lot of times we need to put ourselves in the position of God. Like, I can't remember the scripture, but it's talking about like 1,000 days is like one of ours in God's life, right? Or in our life. And I was thinking, if I'm repenting or I'm apologizing, you know, every other day for some foolery, how many times have I really apologized for some foolery in the eyes of God? You know, like if I am sinning one day in my life, how many days have I actually been sinning in the eyes of God? Like if would our days being multiplied, you know, and if I know I'm forgiven too, and I'm asking for forgiveness, it's like, don't I look silly when I keep going back to God and asking for forgiveness for the same thing? Like, I just don't think we need to be playing with God. Honestly, we don't know how much time we have. We don't know how much time we have to do a certain thing. And we're all called to do something. We all have purpose. And I just think when you play with God, even from a health perspective, we talk about that all the time too, focus. Like, let me be healthier so I can continue to do the things God wants me to do and have the blessings. Like, I truly believe some of us don't get our blessings because we never take God seriously. We just keep joking about this thing. And, you know, God wants to bless us, you know, but our faithfulness is super important. We got to keep on showing up. And, you know, so we ask God for a lot, begging God for every single thing we want. But it's like, but you be playing with it now. Like if I ask you to go pray for somebody, will you go do it? If I ask you to go sow a seed somewhere where you don't go to church, would you go do it? You know, like, you know, so, you know, we got these impossible situations, but we have a God that loves the impossible. So I just think we need to take him a little more serious than we're playing with him.
We do. And that scripture you were talking about referring to was 2 Peter 3:8.
Thank you.
But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, mm-hmm. and 1,000 years are like a day. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's real. So, yeah, yeah, listen, yeah. I don't know why y'all think. We need to constantly understand that, you know, human understanding is not God's understanding.
Not at all. Not at all.
Yeah, yeah, that's, you know, we have these scriptures, his ways are not our ways. Mm-mm. So we need to always keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. And again, this is why it's so important to continue to develop your own relationship mm-hmm. with God. Mm-hmm. Your prayer life, your study life is mm-hmm. key so that you won't play games with God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's shouts an honor. Out there. It's an honor. Yeah. It's an honor to be a part of this. You know, I know we wake up in the morning, we tired, we fuss. I'm tired. You know, and it's like, okay. But it is a gift. Every day is a gift. And so I'm just hoping we do take it more seriously. Sorry to cut you off, but yeah.
No, we good. That was it. All I was saying too as well is, yes, take it seriously. Every mm-hmm. day is a mm-hmm. blessing. Mm-hmm. We get the opportunity to wake yep. up another day. And with that comes a responsibility that we need to be absolutely representing our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the right way. Mm-hmm. And yes, let's stop playing with God. It's a new year. Mm-hmm. It's a new day. Listen, forget about tomorrow. I mean, forget about yesterday. Mm-hmm. Today is here. Mm-hmm. And you can do the right thing today and stop playing with God. If he's called you to do something,
let's do it.
He's called you to open a business. He's called you to open a ministry, whatever mm-hmm. it may be. Go yeah. back to school. Mm-hmm. Listen, stop playing with God. He's told you to do it.
Do it.
We need to get up and go
Let's get up and go. I love that. Yeah. Souls are at stake too. So it's like, you know, we missing out. Like,
it ain't the souls. That's
souls,
real. Babe.
So these souls is out here like lost. And if you just turn your TV on, turn on your Instagram, Facebook, whatever you want to do, go outside, just go to your local mall. You will walk by and hear some conversations or some talk and you're like, wow. Yeah, you are lost. So we are called to seek and save the lost. And so somebody was kind enough to take the time out of their life and prepare for us to come to the cross. So we need to be doing the same thing. You know what I mean? And there's so many people that I want to see in heaven. I just really don't want to see them, you know, just throw their whole life away. So, yeah.
Yeah, their whole
take
life.
Take it serious.
Whole life.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Stop playing with God. Listen, we got to go to a break. We're coming right back with more. Yeah. Keep it locked. You tune into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
Shouts out to Emmanuel the Prophet. That's that little banger right there featuring Lil Yachty. I know we already talked about collaborations today. We talked about E.I. the King collabing with Project Pat. This is another example, Emmanuel the Prophet featuring Lil Yachty. And we know Lil Yachty has a huge influence over these young up-and-coming everybody, Dice. When you talk about the young crowd and his influence in Atlanta and down south and everywhere he's at, So I'm excited. Yeah, it's huge. And again, we're going to continue to say it. We need to continue to have collaborations like this. We need to allow for the mainstream to see what we're doing over here and want to be a part of it, because that just goes to, again, I would argue a lot of these mainstream artists, they are believers. They have been, you know, brought up in church, always had a relationship. A lot of times they have been not have been able to have a real like connection with some believers over here because of, they do mainstream music. And of course, they're constantly getting judged. Now, don't get it twisted. I do think some of the mainstream artists, absolutely, if you're a follower of Jesus Christ, you should probably, you know, as you grow spiritually, your message, your lyrics that you put out, it should change a little bit. Certain things maybe you should not talk about if you say you're a follower of Jesus Christ. But again, I think it's let's build a relationship and let's get to that point. And I think that's vital. And this song right here is fire. Only thing I would argue is it's short. I need to one more verse, Emmanuel the Prophet.
That is my complaint. I'm like, come on. Loop it or something. Say your verse again. Track it out.
Yeah, say your verse or something.
Track it out.
All right. Listen, shouts out to everybody on the West Coast for just waking up with us. Thank y'all for waking up with us on this Thirsting for the Lord and His Righteousness Thursday. Happy birthday to who, Dice?
Well, happy birthday to everybody whose birthday is on this day. Congratulations to all you February the 8th birthdays. And yes, you do share a wonderful birthday with Mr. Klay Thompson himself, guard forward, who was drafted 11th overall by Golden State Warriors in 2011. Listen, shout out to you, brother. And also Paul Wright. Some of you don't know Paul Wright, the wrestler. You know, I'm sharing with you my age, obviously, but it's his birthday today. Anderson .Paak turns 37 years old today. And y'all know y'all listening to his music, whether y'all Christian or not. He's a hip hop R&B singer and rapper. And he's released so much hot music. And he's even done a stint out there in Las Vegas with your boy. What's the other guy's name?
Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars. Yeah, absolutely. Seth Green turns 49 years old today. Happy birthday to him. And rest in power to a couple of people here. Gary Coleman, his birthday is today, as well as one of Focus's favorites, Kimbo Slice, the MMA fighter. Okay. I know he's your favorite. Go ahead.
I like Kimbo. Yeah, I like Kimbo. Kimbo used to take care of business. Yeah,
he's a linebacker for the University of Miami. And actually, he played in the NFL. Go ahead.
Yeah, shouts out to everybody. Definitely Kimbo Slice was definitely a great football player, but a lot of people remember from the MMA fights. But you brought up Anderson .Paak and Bruno Mars. Yeah, shouts out. I need everybody. I know it's a hit record, but I need all the singles to stop leaving that door open. I need y'all to stop leaving that door open in the middle of the night and allowing for somebody to tiptoe in. And y'all have these relations y'all ain't supposed to have until y'all married. Singles, it's a new year now. I need y'all to stay single, satisfied, and wait on the Lord. Now, if God says so, shouts out to the women. If the man proposes and he put a ring on that thing, then you give up the gold. Other than that, I need y'all to put a lock on it. I need to see more pledges on social media of purity. You know, we're going to stay pure. If you ain't doing it like that, and I shouts out to all the kingdom men who want to do something too as well and say, you know what, you know, I'm going to resist. As much as I want to go over there and do a test drive, I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait till God say, you know, I can have that thing, and we're going to walk down the aisle. We're going to get the spirit of God over it, the covenant over it, and the honeymoon for the next 2, 3, 4 weeks to the rest of y'all life, just tear that thing up afterwards. So I need y'all to stop. I just need no more, some more control. No more doors open, and control of y'all sexual behavior in the church for 2024. We need control. It's a lot of sleeping around in church, Dice. You know that. It's they do it like it's normal. Yeah, I mean, you just go and y'all just have these sexual relationships. Wow. Then y'all go sit and get a good word on Sunday at Bible study.
Who's doing this?
Everybody. Everybody. Including some of the pastors cheating on their spouses.
Don't you do it.
Yeah, let's stop. Let's get better. So, again, this is something that it should have been addressed a long time ago, Dice. I'm be honest with you. But I'm going to keep talking about it, and I'm going to keep bringing it up to bring awareness because I think we need to stop. We need to resist. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, God made us sexual. Yes, absolutely. He made us horny. Let's be very clear. But it's a standard now. If you're not married, he don't want you really to do these things. That way you don't have to get these have these toxic relationships. You don't have to get these soul ties.
Mercy.
Yeah, y'all control the soul ties. I wish somebody would have been more firmer on me back in the day. I do. It was cool. You know, again, I came up in the era where, you know, a lot of my, you know, my old man and my uncles and cousins. Yeah, and not only that, they just want to make sure you were straight. I'm just being honest. Like, you know, I know it's a different day now and everybody
it's not,
is.
It's, no, it's not different. My husband does the same thing. We have three boys. And the first thing he asks him, hey, it is, what's going on? Huh? Where she at? Right. Where she at? Huh? Who you dating? It is the first question. This man don't care if these children is homeless, got a job, is, you got a girlfriend? Yo, bro, can we see if the baby's okay?
It's a valid point.
Can we check on him and see if his mental? Nah, you got a girl. Is she cook for? Does she cook for you? What? Yeah, it's wild. So, but go ahead. Ain't nothing changed. I just want you to know. Ain't nothing changed.
No, ain't nothing changed. And it's funny because shouts out to my wife. We were sitting with our grandson a little while ago, maybe a couple months ago. And my wife just likes to have fun with our grandson. And she was just showing different pictures of different women.
Wow.
And my wife would show him a picture. Mm-hmm. My wife would show our grandson a picture of a different lady. My wife would be like, you like her? And he'll look at me, and I shake my head.
Make sure it's okay. Oh, so you tell him, yeah,
nah, bro, yep, don't like that, though. Yeah, yep. No, don't. That ain't it. Then I shake my head like, yeah, that's the one. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Something in that area, you know, absolutely. Because we ain't going to play this game. Physical attraction is the first thing. No, we're not going to play this game. Before we sit down and see how intelligent they are, see if they love the Lord, if it's not something you want to look at for the rest of your life, please do not sit down and waste your time. Because, again, when you do it, you're supposed to do it the right way. So this is it. You know, again, we're trying to do this to death till we part. So get, yeah, it got, it, listen, when you see it, when you see him, yes, he posed a, yes, you like, that's my man. You see her, that's my one. Where you been? I've been missing you all day. Wake up in the, yes, I'm so grateful. Kiss her all in the mouth. Yes, thank you, breath and all. I'm so grateful we woke up this morning together in the same bedroom. Don't woke God, do it. So yes,
people ain't teaching that focus. I think that's a class that needs to be taught. Please like what you're going for. It matters.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. It matters.
Please. All right, listen. Coming up, we got much more. Don't touch that. You tapped into The Fix,
and The Fix is in.
And we back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix, your source of faith infused hip hop, R&B, and poetry, right here on Sirius XM channel 140, Holy Culture Radio, and another lit show in the books. And real talk conversation today. Stop playing with God and Dice. I think closing thoughts for me. I know you got some closing thoughts. Absolutely. I think it is. It's go time. That's why I'm so serious about, you know, just trying to get some things in order that I know I've been either procrastinating about or needing to adjust and fix. Yeah, it's go time. I'm not waiting anymore. It's time to stop playing with God. And in the manner I'm talking about when I say playing with God, listen, we have a Lord and Savior that wants to open up and do amazing things for us. But sometimes we hold that back because we're not in the right place at the right time, or we're not in purpose, or we're not doing what he's called us to do. So at least for me personally, for 2024, I ain't playing with God no more. I take this seriously. I'm trying to get up every day and go out and get it. I'm trying to get everything he got for me down here. I know he got some beautiful things for me up in heaven too as well. But yeah, absolutely. He absolutely told me I can have a little change down here. I can do ministry at a high level down here. I can shop. I can vacation. I can bless people. Absolutely. So I'm trying to do everything God has for me. So yeah, that requires me to stop playing with him and be serious about my relationship, my call, and make sure I'm in purpose. So yeah, that's my closing thoughts on stop playing with God.
Well, God promises a blessing. You know what I'm saying? Jeremiah 1:12. God says that, hey, listen, I watch over my word to perform it. So whatever I said I would do, I'm waiting on you to remind me that I had said that I would do it, because that's what I want to do. And God is just, you know, trustworthy, you know, of everything he said, because he said it. So I just want some people to take him at his word. And the only way you do that is you got to stop playing. You know, he's very faithful, and he's like, try me. Like, anybody tell you to try them, you know what I'm saying, to somebody you could trust, try him, you know? So I don't know. I love this. I just wish we would stop playing with like deliverance and what God can bring us out of, and what God can lead us to, you know, and everything from faith to health, to relationships, to businesses. Like, if we would trust God and stop playing with God so much, you know, like jumping in and out. I believe you. I don't believe you. Like, it's better for you to be like, God, I believe. Help my unbelief. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm believing you. There are areas where I'm struggling with believing you, but help that part of me, you know? So I want everybody to grow. Like you said it earlier, Focus, like that is one of the missions of this show, is this for people to grow spiritually, emotionally, financially, everything. So that's what we got to do. Guys, stop playing with God. Stop playing.
Yeah.
People get real.
And it's time. It's time for you to get real. It's time for you to step up and do what God has called you to do. So stop playing with it.
Yeah, don't play.
Oh, shouts out again to the Grammy Award-winning producer, Swoop, and also, too, as well, a super talented, pastor, entrepreneur, motivational speaker. Yeah, I'm going to give him grief coach, John O, for stopping by today. When you talk about they got this project out right now, We Go On. I'm going to be honest with you. Swoop, yeah, I know you still probably listening. This is probably by far your best work yet. And I know you put out some bangers. Let's be very clear. I think your Zoo project is still high on my list. Wake Up is an amazing project too as well. So yeah, you know, and of course, you know, you got so many bangers. Hall of Fame. You got Sunshine. Swoop, you got so many different bangers you've done, and we know what you did with We Live as Kings on that collaboration with those brothers. But I think this one right here, We Go On, I think this is my favorite project by Swoop as of yet. And anybody listening out there who's struggling with any form of grief, understanding it, how to process grief, dealing with a lot of mental health issues when they talk about depression and even like suicidal thoughts and unworthiness. Listen, go get this project. I know every Friday we have the winning prescription. And of course we talk about stuff like this, but this project right here specifically, I need everybody who's listening, tell somebody about this. Just tell them to listen to it. You never know what you're going through the motions and don't even realize you have some of these mental health issues going on until you listen to a project like this. It's well put together. You got bars, you got great production. Oh, by the way, too, as well, you have narration by Pastor John O, who's talking through all these different grief issues and just really ushering in God in the midst of it. So I love this project. I'm huge on mental health. I'm huge on, healing, getting better. I think a lot of people for a long time have been making excuses because of course, toxic relationships or, childhood traumas that you haven't addressed. A project like this will help you address them. And then when you finally realize it and God speaks to you and say, okay, I need to get better in this area. If you need to go get counseling, whether it be spiritual, whether it be clinical, it doesn't matter. Go get the help you need. Again, if you're an adult and you listening to us, it's time for you to step up. Absolutely. You can't keep blaming mama and daddy, grandmama and them. Absolutely. I'm not saying maybe some things happen. You know, anybody who's ever been abused, I'm not saying that that's not a real thing, but go get up. Go get the help you need so you can get past that, so you can be whole for yourself. So definitely, I recommend this project for everybody who's struggling in that area.
Well, I didn't even know that it was an actual book focus. So if you go to John O's, you can go to johno.co. and get the actual book. And there's a blurb right here. It says, tragedy doesn't have to be a dead end if it paves the road to a new beginning. Tragedy doesn't have to ruin us. Hopelessness does. That cement in our soul tells us to give up as life keeps moving on. But what if the most unimaginable tragedy wasn't meant to be a finish line, but a starting point, a place where we can no longer see as a tragic ending, but a new beginning? So listen, I'm trying to check the book out. You know, I'm a book nerd. I'm a bookworm. So now I'm like, I need to go jump all in the book.
Please do. Yeah, please do. Jump on that book. Yeah, let's get better. Yeah. I'm with it. That's why I'm supporting these brothers. These brothers are doing something powerful. Mm. We need more projects like this. And shouts out to artists. Mm. All your artists listening right now, this is where y'all can get in y'all creative bag. This is where you can bring certain things to light. If you see a need for something like this, do a full project like this. I really want more artists to do, especially if you're married. I need more artists to do more projects that speak about marriage and everything, the ups and downs in a marriage. If you are single and you keeping yourself and you ain't out here sleeping around and you trying to push that, listen, put that out there. It's the single ministry need that. They need that encouragement to know they can keep going. Absolutely. Yeah. So this is powerful. I love it. Like, this is what we need. This is what music was meant for anyway. When we talk about the origin of what hip hop was supposed to be, it was supposed to tell a story.
Encouraging, uplifting. Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
Supposed to. Yep.
All right. We love y'all. That's it for the day. Stop playing. You already know what tomorrow is. Okay. Winning Prescription Friday. We music heavy. Dice and I got 10 more bangers we're going to put out in front of you. You already know we got our six categories, our 1 through 13 mic scale. It's going to be amazing tomorrow. So come on, tap in for the winning prescription. And y'all know our little sis is coming to join us tomorrow. Y'all love it. Shouts out to everybody who's been giving us great feedback on the Unsaid Truth Controversial Conversations with Millennials, led by our little sis Char Love. She will be joining us tomorrow. So tap in. We're gonna end this week strong. Y'all know how we do it. As always, remember to stay focused on turning your negative into a positive. Jesus Christ is always the answer. Kingdom advancement should always be the goal. The fix is in. We out.
Peace, y'all.